Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it's time to say good morning to Darren Frehill. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. Well, the final round of Nations League games took place last night and Wales ended their campaign on a brilliant high, a 4-1 win against Iceland. So Wales are promoted to the top tier of that competition. They were helped by a Montenegro win against Turkey in the other game that night in that group. I'll be honest with you, I was watching this one with interest because just to compare it to what's happening in our own country here with the Republic of Ireland and Ireland facing a playoff in the spring to stay in the B tier. Well, Wales, because they've won promotion out to the top tier, League A, they're in the big boys. But crucially, when the next World Cup qualifiers come around, if Wales don't finish in the top two in their group, of their qualification group, they'll be guaranteed at least a World Cup playoff as one of the top nations in the league, the Nations League. So some people wonder about the Nations League. What's the point of it all? Well, there you go. That's how crucial it is for the likes of Wales. They're unbeaten under Craig Bellamy as manager. 6 games, 3 wins and 3 draws. And he's been talking about the importance of getting into that top division.
But where we want to be and where we want to go, it's huge. It's so important for us. Now, I really wasn't looking at what was going to happen. So you never know. And if you really look at it, it's been really a tough group. We've just got to take care of what we had to today. And we were able to do that and the result worked out well for us. So, yeah, it's an extra bonus.
Yeah, things a bit mixed for the Irish senior team, but the under-19s are through to the elite phase of the qualifiers of the European Championship. They beat Iceland 2-1 to top their group. Next spring, they'll be one of 27 sides battling it out for 7 places at the European Championships in Romania. It's been reported that Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has agreed a new 1-year contract extension with the club. The club yet to confirm this news. His previous deal was to run down next summer, but this latest agreement will take his stay at City to 10 years. Tadhg Furlong is fit and available for selection for Ireland's third autumn test against Fiji on Saturday. He's recovered from a hamstring injury. The news not so good for Ryan Baird. He's been ruled out due to concussion. He picked up a head injury shortly after coming on in the win against Argentina. Now, Michael Corcoran's been speaking with the Irish scrum coach John Fogarty about the challenge ahead this week.
There's been some real conversations over the last couple of weeks, and there's an excitement within the group to put a performance that the people of Ireland can be proud of and that we can be proud of. So we're looking forward to the weekend.
When you look at the autumn series, you look at New Zealand, Argentina and Australia, you know, people say, we know all about them. People to a lesser degree don't know an awful lot more. I mean, people outside about a team like Fiji. But in many respects, this is almost like the most dangerous of the 4 matches.
Yeah, it's. I think everyone will have in their mind, look, they're going to throw the ball around the place and they'll play to width, which they will. But this, they're an incredibly physical team, incredibly physical. Their ability to win one-on-ones is off the charts. So you're a little bit off mentally. You're not expecting the reality of what they can bring, and You can be found out quite quickly. So we're giving them all the respect they deserve. They had a good win against Wales. They played against Scotland and not with their full side, and they lost that. They're going to be buzzing to come over here. I think physicality is a key word for us this week, that we need to be nice and physical first. It's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting for sure.
Aoife Wafer and Caelan Doris have been named the Guinness Rugby Writers of Ireland Women's and Men's Players of the Year. We'll hear from Caelan Doris later in the programme. And finally, Rafa Nadal brought the curtain down on his tennis career as Spain lost to the Netherlands in the Davis Cup last night. During his career, Nadal won 22 Grand Slam titles, ranking him the second most successful male player of all time behind Novak Djokovic.